have submitted to our national body, USA, our request for the interim pre-budget submission. Included in this here is the idea of a capital grant investment for TUs to be able to draw down funds to either build new property or, in the more hopeful scenario, to be able to buy urbanized property and renovate them, retrofit them for student use. This is going to be a lot faster than trying to build something from the ground up because you already have an existing structure. And it's also going to kind of interject more student life into town centres. It, of course, is going to try and rejuvenate and kind of hopefully keep the main streets alive.
Yeah, and that's sounds like a brilliant medium-term, maybe long-term plan. But in terms of what's going to happen next month, we have hundreds of people effectively or potentially without accommodation. What are we going to do?
Yeah, so obviously at the union, we've been trying to reach out to everyone that might have accommodation, and we are trying to reach out to the likes of local caravan parks, places that maybe historically would have been used for holiday homes, such as beach houses and that sort of stuff, because any room anywhere for a student to lie their head down with a roof is of use to a student summer. Last year, we had students staying out as far as Donegal Airport, and that was used by at least two students. Really, really desperate situation. Without kind of immediate access to those kind of temporary measures, I don't see it improving much between now and then. I see the possibility of a lot of dropouts happening this year. And I know for a fact that a lot of people have put off applying to what the preferred CEO places would have been